everybody. This is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was an uneducated 19-year-old female who grew up in a home where my parents were drug addicts and my father was extremely abusive. Didn't have a whole lot of confidence, dreams, or a future for myself other than having kids and getting married. Hopefully not in that order. Anyway, actually, I did it in that order. But anyway, I heard about the industry, got started after a couple months of totally being terrified that I would fail at it. My first 6 months, I did fail miserably. I tried getting all kinds of people started, but nothing ever worked. And after 6 months of failure, went to a training seminar that I could not afford. It was not convenient timing for me. Came out, made $4,000 in 8 days, went on to make $51,000 in the next few months following that. Got married. The husband that I married drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. $2.03 to my name, completely homeless, lost my business, lost my credit, lost my dignity, lost hope, lost dreams, lost it all. Wound up just hopeless and pathetic and pitiful, resentful and bitter towards the world. And after several weeks of being homeless, I said, this is enough. Started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth with no brochures, no product, no phone, no physical address, no receipt books, no credibility, and nobody within 3,000 miles to help me get my business off the ground. Made $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, $10,000 that next full-time month. Made $250,000 my first month. Made $1 million my second year. I mean, $250,000 my first year. made $250,000 my first year. Made my first $1 million by the end of my second year. This all happened by the time I was 23 years old. Since then, my husband and I've been able to generate 7 figures working from home, raising our 5 children. As well as being able to be involved with their lives, being able to vacation, becoming debt-free, things of that nature that doesn't happen to people like my husband and I, who both of us grew up on welfare. And so, folks, I don't know where else you can take an uneducated, abused female, start her in an industry where she can go out and become a millionaire, which is in a couple years' time. That couldn't happen for me in the corporate world. It couldn't happen for me in any job. And to be able to raise my own kids, and my kids were not being raised by the daycare system or the government, but that we were being able to instill our influence in our children, because I still work on a part-time basis and a full-time mom. So tonight, the person invited you on this call tonight to care about you, that cared about your future, and their egos were in the right place, that they were willing to say, you know what, I heard something that may be able to be of service to you in your life. Now, if you go right now to if you can get online the same time talking to me, I encourage you to go do that now, because you, later you're going to wish that you would have, and, you know, you hate being left behind or missing out on things, I'm sure, if you're anything like me. Go to Danny, D-A-N-I. Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Again, D-A-N-I, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N .com. DannyJohnson.com. On that website, there is, you have access once you become a free member. The cost is zero. It is free. Once you fill out that membership form, it is absolutely free. You'll be notified when new training calls come in an audio file straight to your email box. And so fill out that form. You'll now be in the members area. You'll have access to over 30 hours of free training and equipping for you to be able to build your business. Whether it's in the area of building a home-based business, or you want to learn how to get promoted on your job, it's in there. You want to learn how to manage your time better, to really to stop having life live you, but instead you live it. If you want to be able to get out of debt, even if you never increase your income from this day forward, we've got a plan that will get you out of debt in the next 3 to 5 years, 5 to 7, including your mortgage. From there, we've got prospecting, closing, presenting, communication skills, building a retail clientele that will stick with you for years and years and years, how to build a solid client base that produces a six-figure residual income. All of that information is free in the form of audio files on that website. So we encourage you to fill out that form. It's absolutely free. No hassles, no headaches, and you get to plug in every single day for the next 30 days, absolutely free. Okay, so there you go. Now, let me just go ahead and talk to you tonight. We got a slamming call for you. We've got 10 of the most common mistakes in closing. 10 of the most common mistakes that I've watched people make in the area of closing. Now, I've been a business developer and a trainer for many, many years. I've done my own private training seminars for about 15 years, just opened up my door, 16 years actually, just opened up the doors to the general public 2.5 years ago get people beating down the doors, trying to cheat and get information, steal scripts, things of that nature. For a lot of years, we opened up the doors to the general public, and since then, everything has just been absolutely crazy. We've been running to keep up with all of you, that your businesses are growing, you're wanting more and more services, you're wanting more of our time, and we're doing whatever we can to be able to serve you. Tonight's call is going to impact so many of you and your business and your production. This is one of those calls where you're going to go, oh, man, why didn't I have my whole group on this call? In fact, some of you right now, I know what you're doing. You grab your cell phone and you're calling your group going, are you on this call? Well, chances are it's maxed out. You're not going to be able to get on at this point, but this will be recorded. You can get it. You can have you and your people listen to this call again tomorrow at DannyJohnson.com in the members area. It'll be the very first call that is posted on the website, okay? So let's go ahead and get right into the content. Number one, most common mistake that people make in the area of closing. This is not information that's coming from a bright idea or a book I read, by the way. I have personally talked to tens of thousands of people myself. I've personally sponsored thousands of people myself, customers, you name it. I've brought it on myself. I don't know how many presentations I've done, but it's well over 1,000. What I can tell you, I've trained thousands of people how to do this. I teach prospecting and closing teleseminars, live seminars, and coaching classes where we are together for 4 weeks at a time, where I'm watching closely what you're doing and how you're doing it and how you can tweak a few things to make your game even better. So this list of 10 things is by me personally failing and succeeding, as well as me helping my clients personally fail and then succeed. This is not out of a book. This is not from some seminar I heard somebody else do. This is not from some audio that I heard and went, wow, that's good information. Let me steal it. No. This is live, okay? This is real. Hot off the press, reality checks. You're going to find yourself in one of these 10 points. Let's put it that way. You're going to find you, and you're going to find exactly why your closing ratios are not where you want them to be. So, first things first, most common mistake I see people make when it comes to the area of closing is that their posture weakens when it's time to ask the closing question. I don't understand why, but it's amazing. See, some of you are really good. Let's say I'm going to use, obviously, okay, right now click on the product section. Okay, now it's pulling up a page of products. The very first product there would be the script book and audios. Okay, this is the Danny Johnson script book and audios. Many of you already have that. For those of you that don't, the ones that do have it, they are really happy that you don't because you're going to get far more rejection than the ones that have it by far, hands down, second to none. Okay, so they're happy you don't have this script book because you're less competition for them at this point. Once there are tens of thousands of people around the world with the script book, which there's already thousands and thousands of people around the world that have the script book and use it daily, then the competition is going to continue to increase by far. But here's the deal. The thing that I watch is that some of you are so good at page two. Let's say if you're working cold market or even warm market. You've got warm market contacts. You've got lukewarm contacts, which the script book shows you how to do all that. And let's say you did the script, the first part of the script, awesome. Man, you make a great connection. You really make a good rapport with your prospect. And now you bring the prospect to either a web presentation, a website, a conference call that's live, a pre-recorded message, fax on demand, or a one-on-one presentation or a live presentation. Let's say that you bring them to that presentation. I don't know what it is about some of you, but some of you, when it comes time to ask that first closing question, you buckle. You don't even have the words out of your mouth yet, and you are already shivering and shaking in your shoes. You're already at the point like, okay, so what did you like about what you saw? You're asking the question assuming that they're not going to like anything. Or you are afraid to ask that closing question for a number of different reasons. Some of you feel like you don't want to be pushy, or some of you feel like you might be being pushy by asking the question. Number two, in your mind already, they're already going to say no. So you're preparing yourself. Therefore, you are absolutely afraid of rejection, and you are provoking the prospect to walk all over you and drill you with questions. If they drill you with questions on question number one of the script book on page four, guess what? You are clearly provoking it. And I mean clearly provoking it. You've lost control of the conversation because your tone is that of somebody that is terrified or unsure or assuming that they won't do it, okay? So do not, listen, the closing game is all about posture. It's who's going to have the strongest posture is the one who's going to win. That's it. Well, Danny, I'm really not sure how to speak with posture. Yes, you do, especially if you have kids. Come on, posture is authority. That's all it is. It's authority. You have authority when you speak in certain areas of your life. You do. I know if I spent 1 hour with you, I'd find the very place. In fact, I could spend 15 minutes with you and find the very place in which you speak with absolute authority daily. You do. You already are a professional at it. Give me a second break. Let me tell you something. This past weekend, I was at a conference in Northern California, and I bring my daughter to a conference, a youth conference, right? So she's got her best friend with her, and sure enough, after they giggle nonstop for hours, they finally pass out and go to sleep. Okay, well, my daughter's best friend is Bethany. Bethany then starts talking in her sleep, but I cannot understand what she's saying. And another girlfriend of mine was there in the hotel with us. And her and I are just talking, and all of a sudden we hear Bethany go, okay? We don't understand any word she's saying, but she is speaking with absolute authority, telling somebody what to do, where to go, and how to get there. Come on. Three-year-olds know how to speak with authority, okay? Three-year-olds know. My fourth baby, when he was 11 months old, this kid had amazing posture. I took something away from him. I walked into the kitchen. He followed me there and came over and hit me. Did he not know that he was a foot and a half tall? And he was 11 months old. He carried authority at 11 months old, just knew how to walk. So don't you try to tell me that you don't know how to have authority. Yes, you do, clearly. So come on, posture and authority is the same exact thing. When it comes to reading this closing script, I want you to have the authority of a business developer, and you're just waiting to see, is this the guy I'm going to work with or not? Does he have eyes to see, or is he blind as a bat? Is he deaf and dumb, or does he get it? Okay, not that deaf is dumb, but deaf and dumb, meaning he can't hear. He has ears to hear, but he cannot hear. Do you understand? Okay, so you keep that posture. Do not weaken when it comes time to ask those questions. Here's another thing that I see people weaken at. Is I see people that, for example, no, never mind. I'm gonna let that go for number 8 or something. It's somewhere on here. I'll get there. Number 2, okay? Number 2 is that the most common mistake, the second most common mistake that I see people do is they talk too much and they keep selling. So here's how it goes. Presentation is over. Let's say it's a live presentation in this example. It's a live presentation. It's all done. And all of a sudden, presentation's finished. You turn to your prospect and you go, man, wasn't that a great presentation? Oh, you know, I am so excited about this business opportunity because I really think that it's going to be, the next billion-dollar company. And I really feel that our products are truly the lead in the industry and that the service that we have, you know, there's just not another company that has a unique service like ours. And I'm telling you what, for someone like you, it would be a blessing for you to get started because I believe that with your talent and skill, you're going to be able to make a lot of money. If that's you, I owe you a spanking. Oh, my gosh. I don't care how educated you are. I don't care how smart you think you are. I don't care how well-respected you think you are. Here is a absolute sobering fact. The prospect could care less about what just came out of your mouth. They could care less what you think. They could care less about your opinion. They could care less about the – they already know your opinion, that you like it because you're already in. Don't state the obvious and sound like a fool. Come on, friends. If we truly want to be professionals, then we truly have got to learn to get the prospect to talk themselves into the business plan. So if you're on the website right now, ouch, click on products. Maybe you're still in the product section like you were in the beginning. Okay? The second product that you should see there is in a green packaging. It's called Foundational Keys to Your Success, a live recording from North Carolina. Okay? This was just a seminar that I had done in North Carolina. It was for a group of people that needed the foundation for building a professional business. It's the absolute foundation. Okay? Without the foundation, the structure of the building will fall. It will not last. The foundation, depending on how strong the foundation is, determines how long the building stands. So, most of you don't even have a foundation. So click right there, add that one to cart now. Okay, you need those North Carolina CDs. If you don't have them, I promise you that thousands of other people that listen to them daily, the thousands, and I mean thousands of other people that listen to those CDs daily are really glad that you don't have the foundation together. Come on. How much longer do you want to be beat by your competition? How much longer do you want to play this game crippled? How much longer do you want to be behind? Give me a stinking break. So click on that one right now. You've got to have that. Okay, so if you want to learn how to do that, you've got to click on that. Okay, so don't talk so much. Presentation is over. The telling and selling is finished, and it's not your job to continue to sell, resell, rehash, point out what the speaker forgot, add this that you think is important. No way. The second most common mistake that people make is they talk too much and they keep selling. You, at that point, after that presentation is done, you go straight to question number one, all the way through question number six, unless, of course, you have three or more guests, and all you do is ask question number three and question number six. Okay. The third most common mistake that people make in the area of closing is they don't know what to say. They have no idea what to say. Presentation is done, so they say something like this, "So what'd you think?" Don't ask them what they think. They think the sky is blue. They think they got to get home and put the kids to bed. They think that they'll call you tomorrow. Do you understand? You want to control the conversation and control what the prospect is thinking. You want them to be thinking about the presentation. You want them thinking about their life. You want them thinking about how their life is going to wind up in this very place right now, 10 years from now, if they don't make a decision to do something. And the six questions that are in that script book are absolutely designed to get that prospect thinking about what matters the most, and that is themselves, their goals, and their needs. That's the most important thing a prospect should be thinking about. They should not be thinking about the products. They should not be thinking about the comp plan. They should be thinking about what are they going to do with their life starting today. Okay? So most of you, you don't know what to say. That's usually what happens. So you're like, "So you think you want to join?" That leads to a yes or no answer. End of conversation. Yes, then great. Most of the time it's no. And if they say no, conversation over. You shut the door for them getting started in the opportunity. So you want to make sure that two things, very important, that A, that you have something strategic that you say, okay? You have to say something strategic that is going to get a strategic result. And B, that you want to say something that is duplicatable, clearly that is duplicatable, okay? So A, something strategic that leads to a strategic result. B, something that is duplicatable that others can duplicate. That prospect that is watching you is in his mind going through the psychological process of, is it simple, does it work, and I think I can do it. When you just run off with something and you start selling them, that's not duplicatable. They will look at you and go, let's say that you're really good at that. Let's say you're slick. Let's say that you are debonair. Let's say that, man, you are sly, sexy at it, right? Let's say you're all of those things. All of those things are not duplicatable, though. Here's the truth. The truth is your prospect might be watching you going, man, he is really good. I don't think I could be that good. I don't think I can do this. There you go. Or, man, it seems like you got to know a lot. I don't know if I don't have that kind of time to learn that much. I don't think I can do this. So you really lose for thinking that you're winning. Even though you sound good, you feel like you're doing good, you might be a little too good, and that's not duplicatable, okay? So you don't want to depend on your good looks. You don't want to depend on your good favor from God. You don't want to depend on your great personality to become a great closer. Why? Because it's not duplicatable for the general market. But let me tell you what is duplicatable. What is duplicatable is people reading a script. For as long as I've been closing, I've pulled out a script and asked closing questions. So that I did not have, and actually in the very beginning I had not because we didn't have access to something like that. But most of my career, say the majority of my career, I pulled out a script and I read it in front of my prospect. Even when I was on the phone prospecting long distance, I let them know, you know what, I've got the script, and it was produced by a training company, and that training company, the person who started that company, had $2.03 for the name, a $35,000 debt, completely homeless, and through reading scripts, made $2,000 the first 10 hours and $250,000 the first year just by reading scripts. So I'm going to ask these questions from the script. Okay, so I would tell the Danny Johnson story. Well, the Danny Johnson was me. So I would say it like it was a third-party person. I didn't talk about myself. I didn't say, hey, I wrote this script. I didn't say that. But I talked about it like as a third party. You guys are in the great position of you are third party. You don't have that story. Okay, so anyway, so when I say that to the prospect, that prospect is like, okay, now that is simple. She's reading. How easy is that? I can do that. Okay, not only that, but when you start that new person and that person gets involved in their business, guess what happens? They know what to do. They're supposed to read a script. So there's no guesswork. It seems simple, and it is simple. What people do is they complicate it. One, by not knowing what to say. Two, saying something that's not strategic. So how do I know what I'm saying is strategic? It depends on the results. So the script book has strategic words in it and strategic questions that leads the person down the road of closing themselves. So here's what we do. Here's what we do for those of you that have that kind of foresight and you're looking further ahead than just selling a product or a service. You're looking further ahead than just signing someone up, but that you're looking to really build and develop leadership in your business. Okay, if you're on that site, you can purchase 10 script books and you get one free. So you get a bulk rate. Okay, so you can purchase 10, get one free, so that you've got a script book in your hand. When you get that brand new person started, they go home with that script book. They go home with the audios and they listen to the audios on their drive on the way home if you were in a live situation with them. If you're in a presentation with them and it was live, one-on-one, group, or home, that's where having 10 of these on hand is extremely effective. Especially those of you that are down under. If you're in another country, it takes 2 to 3 weeks for you to get your product. So if you're going to get something, you might as well buy in bulk so that you have it available for the local businesses that you're working. Even if you're working nationwide in Europe, it's going to be better for you to ship it from Europe than it is from us to ship it from the States. Okay, so if you purchase 10, you get one free. Okay, and they're only $39.97. You turn that cost directly over to your new distributor. You charge them what you've been charged, and you pass on your shipping fees as well. Okay, so number three was you don't know what to say. We've got solved, okay? We have that solved. You need to say something strategic and something that's duplicatable. There is nothing more duplicatable or strategic than the script on page 4 for closing. Okay, number 4 is that, oh gosh, this one drives me crazy. This one absolutely drives me crazy. Okay, so let's say that you're in a live presentation setting, either in a home or in a group like hotel or something like that, or an office. Presentation is all done. The fourth most common mistake that a rep, a business builder does is they take their prospect out of their seat and they bring them to the product demonstration table. Oh my gosh. No. The presentation, especially if you've done it the way that we teach it, our presentations attack every excuse and confess the truth about their excuses. So we handle their objections in the presentation, and we close them in the presentation. So if you do it the way that we teach on the Home Presentation Success System, which, by the way, click on products, Home Presentation Success System. You want to learn an absolute phenomenal presentation system that will close out 90 to 100% of the room, it's on those CDs. It's two CDs. Get it. Unless, of course, you want to just, you know, still deal with non-duplicatable presentations. Well, then keep doing what you're doing. On those CDs also, you're going to learn how to duplicate presentations. If you're a leader and you're still doing all the presentations, there's a big problem with duplication. No. You want to be asking yourself, how many people do I have doing presentations every single week? You should be able to say hundreds. If you don't, that means that you don't have a duplicatable presentation system. Okay? And what's on those CDs is an absolute duplicatable presentation system. Okay, so anyway, so presentation's done. You get your prospect, you bring them to the product demonstration table or wherever it was that you had some kind of demonstration table, right? Whether it's a service or product, doesn't really matter. Doesn't matter at all, in fact. That's the worst thing you can do. The presentation's job is to close it. Your job is to pull out that script book and ask those questions. Do not move the prospect, whatever you do. Or that, let's say that it's a long distance. You're talking to this person long distance. The thing I've seen people do is go, okay, so they looked at one website or they listened to a conference call, and then they take them, unless, of course, this is part of your system. If it's not part of your system, don't you dare do it. Is they go, okay, well, do you have any questions? Oh, my gosh. Oh, would you like to think about it? Oh, my gosh. And then they email me saying, dang, I don't know why, but 9 out of 10 people I'm talking to, they all said they need to think about it. Oh, gosh. And when I get on the phone to role play with them, guess what happens? They are actually offering to the prospect, does the prospect want to think about it? Oh, my gosh. Well, of course they will. They'll take that easy way out if you offer it to them, no question. You can't make that an easy way out. So, or they say, oh, well, maybe you want to check out more websites, or maybe you want to check out this other recorded call, or maybe you want to check out this other thing. Oh, my gosh. Like, as soon as the meeting's done, they don't even try to read the six closing questions. They immediately just want to funnel them to more information. More information, if it's not strategic, is only going to give the prospect more to think about. Now, I know that some of you, I have a few hundred of you on the phone right now where you have a strategic plan for the steps that you're doing, and you have a three-step process. That's strategic. That's different than what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the rep where the presentation is all done and they don't know what else to do, so they automatically offer more information. No! You want to clearly start pulling out the script book and start reading the six questions. Okay, isn't this so good, you guys? I know that you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you wish you had people in here, too. I really felt when I prayed about this morning, okay, God, what do you want to say to them? Help them here. Great. Here we go. Okay, number five. This one is also a crack up. Is that you believe the prospect's lies and excuses, which are the same thing, by the way. Definition of excuse is a well-planned lie. So that you actually believe the prospect's excuses. That when they say that they don't have the money, you actually believe them and go, oh, that's terrible. When they give you some sob story, you actually believe it. When they say they don't have the time, you're like, oh, really? Oh, that's too bad. Okay. When they say they want to think about it, you're like, oh, okay, well, here, I'll give you a website you can go look at. You sucker. Stop biting that hook. They're supposed to bite your hook. You're not supposed to bite theirs. Okay, so here's the truth. Every excuse that a prospect is going to give you, which is an objection, the objections sound like this. This is a pyramid. Is this sales? I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I'm not a salesperson. I need to talk to myself, and I need to think it over. I think I said that twice. Okay? Those are the basic objections that you're going to get. All right? Those are it. All the rest of the objections pretty much fall into those objections. All of those objections are rooted in fear. Every one of those objections are clearly rooted in fear. Okay? And if you let them stay afraid, you are hurting their children's future. If you let them stay afraid, you are clearly hurting their children's future. Why? Because those parents will have no chance of getting themselves out of the financial and lifestyle rut that they are in. The quality of their life is going to stay the same, and statistics show that even it's going to get worse if you don't help them make a decision to get out of that fearful position and take control over their financial and lifestyle future now. Do you understand? Do not believe them. Here's the proof. And I know some of you sweet, sweet, sweet people that I love, and I can't wait to see you guys in Minnesota in 2 weeks. Here's what I know. Some of you that are so sweet and so compassionate and so merciful, you actually believe them. And that's okay. But here's what I want you to know. Write this down. How do you know when the prospect is lying to you? Their lips are moving. They don't realize it. Some of them are doing it ignorantly. But the truth is that if their life, or even better, their child's life depended on it, they could find the time. They could find the money. They would learn how to build it. They would not think about it, and they would not talk to their spouse. That's what we all know, that if their life depended on it, they can make a decision now and come up with a way to get themselves started today. That's what we know. I know you know about that, about yourself that way. You have to know that's human nature, okay? So you can no longer believe the prospect's excuses, A, and B, don't get intimidated when they give you them. You know, it happens a lot, and this is usually where it happens, is around question number four. That says, okay, so question number three says, okay, Jim, do you want to make a little or a lot? And he says, a lot. And then you say, what for, which is question number four. And he says, well, because I have a $100,000 debt. They're doing layoffs at my job. Everything is totally unstable. I've got so many bills. I don't know what to do about it. My wife is working two jobs. We're trying to raise a family. I mean, we just don't have time to mess around anymore, and we just flat out, we're just destitute broke. And usually, the fifth most common mistake that people do, that when you hear all this line of excuses, what happens is most people wind up then start shivering in their shoes. They wind up going, oh, great, this guy isn't going to do it. That's usually the thought that comes in. Now, doubt slips in. Oh, man, he's not going to go for it. Dang, I'm totally wasting my time. Okay, so then when question number five rolls around, the posture is totally different. The tone is totally different. The attitude is totally different. And now from I was excited to, oh, crud, let me just hurry up and get off the phone because this guy's going to say no anyway. Guys, you know what happens to me when I hear people's line of stuff? When I hear that, you know, the In Dire Straits story, when I hear the testimony of how bad their life is, do you know what happens to me? And I encourage that you let it happen to you. I get absolutely, without a doubt, incredibly uplifted and inspired. I know some of you are like, are you cuckoo? No, I'm not cuckoo. You know why? Because I've seen people in worse off situations than they are go out and make $1 million. That's why. I have. I've seen people in the worst of situations go out and make it. So to me, I'm talking to the next story that I will watch right before my eyes be developed. And I'm going to get to say, man, I remember when. Man, I remember when your marriage was on the rocks. I remember when you were destitute. I remember you had to borrow the money from five different people to get started, but you know you did. And now look at you. In 1 year's time, you got a $10,000 paycheck. Do you understand? That's how I see the person. No matter how bad the situation is, I can see the testimony. I can see the potential of their whole life being changed and them being a testimony, A, for God, and how he delivered them out of that bad scene, and B, for our industry. That's what I know. So get inspired no matter how big those excuses are. Just know that you're looking at the next incredible story that will be told all around the world. Number six, 5 days after six. Let me recap. Number one was the posture weakens when it's time to ask the closing question. Number two was that that people talk too much and they keep selling. Number three was that they don't know what to say. We gave you solutions for all those things. You should have clicked on the CDs that were recorded in North Carolina, as well as the script book. Number four was to bring the product to the information table and to take them to more information, okay, or the product table. Okay, we gave you an answer for that. You got to have a duplicatable presentation that closes those people, and you just sit down and you read the script to them. So if you don't have an absolute cutting-edge business presentation that closes 90 to 100% of the room, you got to get those home presentation success CDs, which is not just about home presentation. A whole, you know, live presentation is what's demonstrated there that you can use in the home or out of home. Number six, these people are my friends. They don't stick to the script. They bounce all over the place. They add things to it. They take things away. I don't like question number five, so I don't want to answer it. I don't want to ask it. Or I'm not real comfortable with question number six, so I don't say it. Come on, guys. You're only hurting yourself. The script is not on trial. Your results are at this point. And I say that with love, that if you want your results to change, you've got to be teachable enough to just follow the system. The system works, and the system is duplicatable. You are not duplicatable, but the system is, and the system is absolutely kicking out results like crazy. So come on, get teachable. Start following the script. It's for a much bigger purpose than you sounding good. It's for a duplicatable purpose. Come on, don't you want to be having a residual income and feeling and looking good instead than just sounding good? Yeah, that seems to make sense to me. I'd much rather have the residual income than look good, for me personally. And by the way, the more money you make, the better looking we all get. It's true, the more money you make, the better looking you get. I am totally living proof. You should have seen me back when I was homeless. Ooh, scary-looking broad. Big, scary-looking broad. Okay, so stick to the script. Come on. It works. Don't leave question this out or question that out because you're not sure. Don't add stuff to it. They are six simple questions. What I've watched people do a lot is that, you know, the first question will come up, what did you like about what you saw? And then the person says, you know, I like the product. And they say, well, what else did you like about what you saw? I mean, well, did you like anything about the compensation plan? Did you like anything about the corporate structure or the history of the company? That doesn't say that in that script. The next question is, tell me more about that. Do you understand? Or like here, this is where I see people also add a script. Okay, Jim, do you want to make a little or a lot? Okay, and he says, well, I want to make a lot. Well, what for? Because I want to pay off my debt. Well, is there anything else that you want to do? I mean, do you want to go sailing? Do you want to, you know, be able to travel? Do you want to be able to spend more time with your family? It doesn't say that in there. It just says what for. Whatever he says is enough to close him with, okay? All right, so stick to the script. Number seven is that they fearfully, they 93% of all communication is nonverbal, and so they read the script with fear, or they come across as a slimy, slick oil, selfish salesperson. Okay, now not all salespeople are that, but you all know you've come in contact with the ones that are. The slimy, slick, snake oil, selfish salespeople. Blah. So this is what they sound like. Oh, gosh, it makes me want to hurl. And it's okay if you sound like that. I promise you, come to see me at First Steps. And we'll put you right into the shoes you were born in to be yourself instead of being someone else that you're not supposed to be. Be you, be the best at it. So they read it something like this. So, Jim, what did you like about what you saw? Blah! And then the Jim says, well, I liked the compensation plan. That's great. So why don't you tell me more about that? Blah! No. Come on, any amateur can try to act like a salesperson. I want you to be you. Guys, the way I'm talking to you right now, this is me. This is the way I talk to everybody, including my kids. In fact, I have a son that calls me dude. How crazy is that? Driving him home from school today. Dude, hey. I'm like, what? He's 8 years old. Dude. And it's dude, mom. Guys, be you, man. If you're a dude kind of person, then be the dude kind of person. Be you. You're the best at being you. You're comfortable being you. And other people will be comfortable with you being you. Are you with me? Don't come across as something you think you're supposed to. I've seen so many people read those six questions, really pouring it on thick. Just read it and be you. Number eight is an expectation of rejection. That you're beginning the script assuming they're going to say no. If you have an expectation of rejection, you have fulfilled a self-proclaimed prophecy. You are prophetic, and that is pathetic. Okay? You have fulfilled a self-proclaimed prophecy. You are prophetic and pathetic. Why? Because you are prophesying the worst-case scenario. Come on, friends. Why don't you look at both possibilities? For me, I don't have, in the beginning, I had an expectation of rejection. And because I expected to get rejected, guess what? I did every single time. But as soon as I changed my expectation to, let's just see what you got. As soon as I changed my expectation to, hey, listen, I know I'm going to fill this top position. I know we're going to raise up another leader. And if it's you, great, you are blessed. If it's not, sorry, sucker, you are still on that path of destruction and debt and rut. I don't verbalize those words, but I certainly am carrying the posture of, I'm not on trial, buddy. You are. Prove to me that I should work with you. Okay, not in a prideful way, not in an arrogant way, but in a way kind of like a school teacher. Oh, you lost your homework, huh? Well, let's just see how serious you are about passing the eighth grade. Do you understand what I'm saying? Not with arrogance, but drawing a line in the sand. Letting there be a line of demarcation where it's saying, hello. In order for us to work together, there needs to be some kind of mutual respect amongst each other, and that we're not going to flake on each other. We're not going to break our word with one another. We are here for the long haul. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's a border. It's a boundary, a healthy boundary that the prospect is going to have to communicate by. That's not arrogant. This is the line. This is the respectful place. We're going to work really well together if you can meet these expectations. Okay, so again, do not have an expectation of rejection. That is prophetic and pathetic because you're literally prophesying something that is absolutely negative. Any idiot can do that. And friends, you're not an idiot. Come on. You being on this call shows right then and there you're not an idiot. You know, we probably have about 2,500 people on the call right now. Here's the deal. You're taking time out of your day and night. Those of you in New York City that are listening right now, it's almost 10 o'clock. And look at you. I'm so proud of you. No, it's almost 11 o'clock. We started the call at 10 o'clock. It's 10:45 right now. But because you're not an idiot, because you're somebody that says, you know what, I got to move my life forward. I don't care if it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, my Aussie friends, it's noon over there. I mean, it's almost 1 o'clock over there. Are you with me? We got people in Singapore on the phone. We got people in Afghanistan on the phone. All right? So here's the deal. You're not an idiot. Don't act like one by prophesying what is pathetic and easy, which is negative. Have an expectation of, I want to see if this guy has what it takes. Let's see who you are. Let's see how you answer these questions. Let's see if you're the guy that we're going to be working with, because I know I'll be working with somebody. That is the expectation you need to have. Number 9. Is that you get your defenses up when handling objections. When the prospect gives you an objection like, I need to think about it, or I don't have the money, that your defenses go up, and pretty soon, now the posture again has changed, but not for the better, but actually for the worse. So all of a sudden, you get inflamed, you pop in your chest, and you're going to prove to your friend that they do have the money, and that they just spent foolish money last weekend and doing something stupid, and now it's so much more important to at least invest money into something that's smart. That is not going to get the MasterCard number out of their wallet. Not going to work. Okay? So don't get defenses when handling objections. I want you to agree with them. Okay? Agree with them. You say like this, oh, yeah, absolutely, I agree. So, Bob, is it that you are absolutely deadly serious about being able to pay off that debt and spend more time with your family and that you really have just fallen on some serious hard times after all these years in the workforce? Or are you just telling me that you don't have the money because you're not serious at all about being able to pay off your debt and you don't want to hurt my feelings by telling me this isn't for you? Okay, agree with him. Yeah, wow, I understand. Okay, wow, yeah, gosh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, that's agreeing with him. It disarms your prospect when you agree with their objection. Then you lead them out of their objection. Okay? So again, don't get defensive. Agree with them. Get on their side. When you get on their side, their dukes go down. They put their gloves down. Right? So then it's like then you're leading them straight down the path that you know that they already decided they need to go. They're just afraid to make the decision. Okay? So again, don't get defensive. You know, the person that says, you know what, I just don't have the time. And you go, you know what? Come on, you and I both know that we waste time with television, we waste 9.5 hours a day with media, you know, give me a break, you know you can find the time. That is not going to get the MasterCard, okay? But what will is say, oh, yeah, I understand, you're very, very busy. So is it that you are absolutely serious about being able to put your kids in that private college that you said that you wanted to put them in, and that you just have some questions about being able to find the time or how much time will it really take to be able to build it? Or are you just telling me you don't have the time because you're not serious at all about that private education for your 3 children and that you just, you know, you don't want to hurt my feelings by telling me this is not for you? No, I'm absolutely serious. Great. It sounds like you got some good questions. What's your first question? What's your second? Do you have a third? You handle those questions quick, clear, and concise. Boom, you're done. Okay? So agree with them. Don't get defensive. Disarm them by agreeing with them and then lead them down the path of what their needs, strengths, and goals are. Okay. Last, final point is that, and this one's so funny, is that after handling objections, okay, people forget. The 10 most common mistakes that people make in closing is that they forget to re-ask the closing question again. So here I just demonstrated. So again, this is after someone gave you an objection and you handled the objection, you must ask the closing question again. So in this case, it would tell them something like this. Okay, so Bob, I understand. You are really busy. So is it that you are absolutely serious about being able to pay for that college, those private education for college for your 3 kids? And that you just really don't quite understand how much time it really will take for you to be able to do that? Or are you just telling me you don't have the time because you're not serious at all about providing that college education for your kids? No, I'm absolutely serious. Great. Sounds like you got some questions. Okay? 1, 2, 3. You handle those questions. Okay? And you say, you know, does that answer your questions? Yes. Great. Welcome aboard. Done. Okay? I asked the closing question in that case. Does that answer all your questions? Yes. Great. Welcome aboard. Okay, so let's say that it's something like this where somebody says, you know, is this a pyramid scam? And you say, well, what exactly do you mean by that? They say, oh, you know, one of those things that you have to talk to all your friends and your family members. You try to sign them up under you and people are making money off of your friends and family members. Your next question is that what you're looking for? Well, no. Great, because that's not what I'm wanting you to do. So do you want to make a little or a lot? Well, a lot. Great, welcome aboard. Here's your application. Okay, so the do you want to make a little or a lot is the closing question again. in the case where you handled their questions, before you actually handle their questions, you say to them, you know, if I can answer your questions and you feel really good and solid about the answers, are you ready to get yourself started right away? Yes, that's a pre-close. So then when you ask those three questions, when you answer those three questions and you say to them, did that answer your third question? Yes, great, welcome aboard. There you go. That's an assumption close. Great, welcome aboard is an assumption close. All we need to get is how you want your name spelt on your checks. So, Bob, how do I spell Bob? Is it Robert or Bob? Okay, so there you go. Let me go back through this one last time. Number one is most common mistake of posture weakens when it's time to ask the closing question. Number two, talk too much and keep on selling. So don't do that. Presentation is done. All you need to do is ask the closing questions. Number three is that you just don't know what to say. I totally understand. I totally understand. I didn't know what to say either, and I was flopping all over the place and changing it every week. Important for duplication purposes not to do that. So make sure, come on, in that product section, click on the script book. Click on the North Carolina CD so you can get your prospect talking themselves into the business. Number four is that we bring the prospect to more information without ever asking the closing question, or we get them up out of the meeting and we take them directly to the product demonstration table. Beep, wrong answer. If you've got a really good presentation that's got a 90 to 100% closing ratio, you do not need the Home Presentation Success System CDs. If you do not have a presentation that closed 90 to 100%, then get on the line right now. Click on the Home Presentation Success System. Those CDs have a script in it. They have an outline in it. They have a close and what we call attack and confess in the presentation where it handles the objections in the presentation, brings them to the close, and that prospect is turning to you one of three people, and that's it. These six questions will determine who that is, okay? So, and for duplication purposes, duplicating meetings throughout your entire group so that you're not the only one doing presentations, but you got hundreds of people doing presentations, that is also in those CDs. Okay, number five was that you believe the prospect's excuses and you get intimidated when they hand you all of their big sob story. Do not do that. Come on, I already explained it to you. Here's one other thing that can help you. You need to understand the five different types of distributors that there are. There's five different types of people that are going to exist in your business. You want to learn how to discern who they are. And so when you know who they are, well, you're building your strength to understanding the prospect and his excuses, you'll know exactly where he fits. So you'll no longer get intimidated there. Do you know what I mean? You won't be, oh, gosh, he's not going to do it, and then it's over. No, there's five different places for that prospect that's on the phone. Most of you are only trying to fit the prospect in one or two positions. There are five different positions you can put that prospect in. You can find that out in the product section. Click on Insider Secrets, okay? Insider Secrets. Click on that, all right? The other thing was that I talked to you was it needed to be strategic. Your clothes need to be strategic. The questions need to be strategic. Agree with them in their excuses, but be strategic in the questions that you ask them. The next thing on that is some of you, maybe you don't like the six questions. Fine, whatever. There's another fallback plan for you, but that needs to be strategic. It can't be just, oh, go check this website out. It can't be that. You have to strategically direct them to places that are going to maximize the results. And if you want to learn how to do that, expose, involve, and upgrade. That's another CD set on there. There are just two CDs. Each one of these that I told you about were two CDs except for North Carolina. Very inexpensive on that website, $29.97. Give me a break. It'll make you thousands of dollars. Expose, involve, and upgrade. If you want to learn strategic ways in a very non-threatening, nonchalant way of closing, but it is strategic, it's on there. Okay, number six was that you don't stick to the script. Come on. If you want their results, you got to stick to it, okay? Number seven was that we have come off overly salesy, overly zealous, or overly fearful, all right? Number eight was the expectation of rejection. I'm saying have the expectation that you know you're going to fill this position with somebody, and this guy is going to have to prove to you that he's the one, okay? So that's the expectation instead of being prophetic and pathetic at the same time because any fool can prophesy negative. Number nine is that we get our defenses up when handling objections. I'm saying don't get defensive when handling objections. Agree with them. Agree with them. It disarms them completely. Number 10 is forgetting to ask the closing question after handling the objections. Guys, this was very rich calling content. You just got yourself a grand slam on this one. Here's a couple things I'm going to direct you to do. Number one, get somebody started tomorrow and direct them to this call. It's a great call for a new person to hear how not to do it and how to do it right. Okay? So this call is being recorded. It will be on our website within 24 hours. Once you register as a free member, you have access to this call as well as 30 other calls, thousands of dollars worth of free other audio training similar to this one, as well as every call that we do weekly from here on out. We do this call every Monday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All of you can listen to it 24/7, meaning any time of day, 7 days a week. And you can also direct other people to the same website that they can listen to the same call. Okay? And here's another thing. Right now, for those of you that you are not online, weren't able to get online, write this phone number down. It's 209-463-5210. Again, that's 209-463-5210, 5210. You can call there right now and go ahead and order any one of these things that I was just sharing with you about so you can get more information on really professionalizing your game, really helping to simplify your business, making it easier and duplicatable. You can call that phone number now, 209-463-5210. Last and final, but not least, if you really want to see some amazing duplication, okay, if you want to see great duplication, you want your business to become less frustrating, if you want to be able to make more money, I promise you, there is a way to be able to do that. And for some of you, where you're at right now is that you are, maybe you've had a bad day, maybe you had a bad week, maybe you had a bad month. I understand. I've had those months, days, weeks. In fact, my day-to-day didn't start off all that great. Had a great finish, though, thank God, because I'm talking to you. But here's the deal, guys. The deal is that I want you to be strategic and always looking for ways to simplify, ways to improve your life, to improve your family's life, ways to help your business go smoother and more profitable, not only for you, but for your team. It's not about you. It's about your team. And if your team is feeling good, your team is feeling confident, and your team is clear on what they are supposed to do, they will go out and produce millions of dollars of annual volume for you. If they feel like they can do it, they will produce millions of dollars worth of volume for you. If there is a solid system for them to follow, they will produce millions of dollars for you. They will, no question. So what are you going to do about that? Do you have a way? Do you have a system that will help your people's business be less frustrating, to help their sales increase, that will give them more confidence, that will give them strategies and a system that is simple, that is duplicatable, that puts them in a position of, oh, my gosh, this is so simple, this is so easy, I so can do this, therefore they produce more? Do you want a system for your people where they are able to duplicate without having to bug you and whine and complain and give you a bunch of excuses why they can't go somewhere? Do you understand? Come on, it's time for you to go the next step. Come on, some of you have been listening to me online every week for free. And I'm glad it's helping you. We are proud to have you on board. But it's time to step up and go off to the next step. We have got one more first step to success before creating a dynasty. There's one more. There is one more chance for you to get dynasty qualified. Bigger than that, there's one more chance for you to get your people dynasty qualified. Creating a Dynasty is our advanced training seminar. It's 3 long days. We've got over 70 people coming from Australia. We got 70 people who have stepped up to the plate. A separate country having phenomenal representation. In fact, a separate country having more representation than any one of the 50 states in America. That's pretty outrageous. We have a country, a brand new country, has just come on board with DannyJohnson.com, headed up by one particular leader who's got 70 people that he has referred that are dynasty qualified and coming to Los Angeles May 26th, 27th, and 28th for creating a dynasty. Folks, if you're a leader in your team, you're about to be shown up by the Aussies. And they're pretty laid back. You don't want that to happen to you, do you? Give me a break. And Aussies, you keep your head down and you keep going because you've got a few other people that were at first steps that are absolutely dynasty qualified. If you want a team of leaders, you get on the phone and you tell them, we're going with or without you. I'd love to have you there because we're going to come out of that thing and we're going to build something strong. So, guys, you have one more chance. And I know, by the way, just to let you know, the Aussies are recruiting in Minneapolis, Minnesota. They are running advertisements and they are recruiting in Minneapolis, Minnesota because they're looking to develop leadership inside the United States. And they will meet those people at Creating a Dynasty. So they're already putting their ducks in a row. So friends, fellow countrymen, here's the deal, guys. You've got our brothers and sisters down under that are breathing down your back. Let it be that you're at least competing. Otherwise, I'm going to have to be going over there once a month or twice a year or five times a year or whatever. I don't know. We'll have to see. We go where we're deserved, certainly not needed. And you guys, U.S., you are doing an awesome job. But all I'm saying is if they can do that and they're willing to fly thousands and thousands of miles for 13, 14 hours on a plane and spend $2,000 for a plane ticket to come to Creating a Dynasty, then give me a break. Go into First Steps to Success for $297 and you're within driving distance. You're near North Dakota or Nebraska or Kansas or any of the Great Lakes states. Hello? What the heck is our excuse? Here's what I know. If it wasn't meant for you to be there, you'd be hearing about it on the 10th of May. However, comma, you're hearing about it today, 2 weeks before the event is taking place, which means you have two things in store for you. One, you have a chance to make your business less frustrating and more profitable. You have a chance to gain strategies and secrets that are going to change your business forever. And two, you have a chance to help somebody else get the same thing. You have a chance to help your team, new blood that you're going to be getting this week and next week to go along with you, okay? So take advantage of that chance. You can never say, you know, I've just never had a lucky break. You can never say that, man. You can never say that. Some of you, you've already been. Don't be foolish. Don't be foolish with thinking you got it all because you didn't. Come on, if I've got Tom who's been to, I don't know, 30 of them so far, and if he seems to think he hasn't gotten it all yet, this man's a multiple six-figure income earner, and he thinks he hasn't gotten it all yet, come on, if we've got many six- and seven-figure income earners that come every single month. Why? Because they learn something new every single time that takes their business to the very next level. That seminar is never the same. Never. So, guys. Other than that, go right now, DannyJohnson.com. Click on events. Click on the Minneapolis, Minnesota. In fact, if you know you want to be a part of Creating a Dynasty, click there as well. Get yourself registered tonight for Creating a Dynasty. Get your pajamas ready. We're having a pajama party at that event. Or call 209-463-5210. You can call that number and get yourself registered now. You can call and order any one of those systems that you feel like you need. Or if you want to call and give us your testimony, you can either email us your testimony about what you've already had happen to you in your business since you've been working with either the free calls, any one of the products, or a seminar. We would love to hear from you. You have no idea how much it inspires everybody else that's listening. As well as you can email it at admin@DannyJohnson.com, admin@DannyJohnson.com, or you can call that our office. If there's an overflow of calls, it will go to voicemail. Just leave a message. So this call is being recorded. It will be live in 24 hours on the website. This is Danny Johnson signing off from Northern California. Hey, everybody, good night and God bless.